wheel away. Take the whole pack. Oh, yes, warm up those vocal cords. Oh, there they are. On that beautiful ooh-wow way up there in heaven. Yeah, 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 yeah. Susanna, darling, you're looking lovely.
Thank you. It's great to see you.
Great to see you. Meow. If they could come into the singer's practice room early in the morning.
Oh my God. I played a show with John Hyatt one time, and he warms up by screaming.
Oh, really?
As loud as he can.
Like, oh my God.
And I'm not kidding at John Hyatt. He screams like, I'm not even going to do it because I'll thrash my voice. But
that doesn't sound good.
He must know how to do it. I thought those were real avocados.
Jake, can you back the guitar off just a little in the drummer's wedge, please?
I think actually I could sing this interview better than I could talk it. The mold is off the chart. Mold, you know, mold, off the chart. Allergy forecast.
Oh, mold.
Mold, off the chart. So, Susanna, my God, this can be horrible.
It's awful. My nose is just outrageous.
Right, a desert. Okay. Jake, are we ready? Rolling and all that stuff?
We are rolling.
This morning we have a wonderful band, and it's led by Susanna Schofel, who is not only a wonderful singer, she is also beautiful. And she has a new CD out, and that's what we're going to be celebrating this morning. And she's brought a big old band and lots of singers, and she's going to just introduce everybody for us, Susanna.
So today I have Mr. Matt Hubbard on the keys over here.
Yay!
I've got Ethan Kennedy on the guitar.
Hello.
And I've got Noel Hampton and Chris Nelson on backing vocals.
Yay.
So lovely. Mr. Kyle Thompson is on the drums with us today, and Brad Hauser is on the funky bass.
Okay, ready, set, go!
All right. We should start every gig like that. All right. This song is called Continental Drift. When the earth begins to shift and the pale waters lap and lift, when my head starts aching and my bones start shaking, when the moon it rises bigger, brighter than it did before, it's when I know what's in store. Oh, the continental my heart is pulling my desires apart. It's pulling my desires apart. So I can cross between the two. Is there nothing? or to make them whole like glue, so I don't lose those things I knew once in my life.
Susanna Schofield live in our KUTX studio this morning, and she's going to be doing a gig this weekend. It's on the 12th, correct?
Yes, that is correct, Friday.
And that is Friday night, and it's going to be at 310 downtown, and you're going to be with this crew?
Yes, I will have this lovely band with me. So we play at about 9 o'clock. The doors open at 8. Dan Dyer and Jonathan Terrell are opening the show with
a
beautiful...
And they're both wonderful.
Yeah, they're both great, incredible singer-songwriters, and they're doing a little song swap. I kind of wanted to do like almost like a tribute to our old Momo's days, because all three of us used to play all the time together on the same bills at Momo's back in the day, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to bring that vibe back. So so they're opening around 8:30, I would say, and then we'll hit the stage a little bit later. And 310 ACL Live is a beautiful little venue. It's right below...
the ACL. Excuse
me, the bigger, the mama venue. Yeah, exactly. And but the sound and the lights in there are really, really lovely, fabulous. So
wonderful.
I'm excited.
And the song you just played called Continental Drift, is that on the new album that you've got?
It is. It's the opening track, yeah.
Well, that's great. The album is called Hello, Goodbye.
Yes, that is correct.
Somebody else had an album called Hello,
yeah,
Goodbye.
Yeah, someone. I don't know who
it was. I know. It was Jeff Buckley, a long time ago. not Jeff Buckley, Tim Buckley.
Yeah, I know. I knew what you meant.
It's
and
a killer song too.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, Goodbye is a. I know. It's there's been a few other people, I think, in the musical world who have perhaps used the that equation.
That sort of.
But
thing.
It just fit this record. So
that song that you just played called Continental Drift was sort of a Latin feel in the drums, especially, and so It's very reminiscent of, I kept hearing Diamonds and Rust, which I know wasn't your intention, but I also heard a Latin song and I couldn't quite pin which one it was, but it did have a Latin sort of feel to it.
I listen to a lot of Latin music, so.
It's a good thing.
It's seeped its way into the band.
It's
a drug.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So what's next?
So we're going to get a little funky for you.
Okay.
we're going to take things up a little bit. This one's called Lately for You.
My face in the morning, and the bus song finds my ear, and I see that just is thawing. How I quietly disappear, cause I know that you sleep sound. Oh, when no one is around, I'll be making eggs and bacon, scooping up coffee grounds. And when you wake, my dear, oh, you will find me here. Hey. Oh.
Sounding awfully good. That's just awfully good. And Kyle Thompson on the keys over there, he's just rocking out. Very nice. You know, you've got a lot of blonde-headed people in this room, but some other colors here, too. Okay, well, anyway, you go to the gig, and you'll have a visual element to add to your musical element, which is just wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I get such a thrill out of this job. I just sit here and here I am on Saturday night. Friday night,
the 12th. No, it's okay. You have a pretty cool job, John. I have to admit, I kind of covet your job.
Unbelievable. it's really quite unbelievable.
You get to listen to music all day,
interact with
musicians. Yep, well, I don't know about that part, but.
Yep.
I'm kidding.
All right, so projects for the future. What's up?
well,
this weekend.
I just need to get through this weekend, John.
But let's talk about this weekend.
Just let me get through this weekend, and then maybe we can come back and just play the new album after that. No, I just kidding.
So now this album is something you've been working on how long?
It's been a while in the works. So I recorded it 2 years ago, I was pregnant with my first child when I recorded it. I say first child like I have like 20. I just have one child. But that was kind of a happy little accident that happened right before I went into the studio, which was, you know, beautiful. It made, I think it really informed the album with a lot of sweet emotion. But because I had that child, things got a little delayed in putting the album out.
So how old is the child?
She's two now. Two. So, and she's the light of my life. I love her to death. But man, it's like managing her and managing myself is it's kind of a lot. So anyway, it's
the
definitely...
The first 2 years are hell.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. That's what everybody says. I'm coming out of that. I feel like I'm just coming out of the fog. So.
Right.
But it's wonderful. She brings me a lot of joy, and I'm just so excited to finally get some new music out there and share it with the world. So
Great. Yeah. Okay, so we have one more parting song.
We do. I'm gonna give you a little a sweet one, a parting one. This one's called "I Could Be Loved," and.
I just realized I called the drummer, the keyboard player. I'm so sorry. We had Matt Hubbard himself, the Matt Hubbard, on the keys. And so forgive me all.
No.
Okay, now you can continue.
Caught that. That's very amazing of you that you remembered that. That's awesome. You're a good man, John.
Signals get crossed, messages lost in translation, actions come through, true, with no hesitation. You say, mean what you say, before you say what you mean. Well, here's the thing, you tell me that you need me, you got me running to your door, then you act like you don't care, and it's getting hard to ignore your apathy. Baby, I could be loved.
And we have songs from Susanna Schofel today, and she's in our studio looking all beautiful, and she's got some wonderful band members with her. Kyle Thompson is the drummer player, and Matt Hubbard is the piano player, and he's wearing a, that's a T, but that's not a UT.
Uh-oh.
It's the Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers. Oh, ha! And yeah. An Austin City Limits T-shirt. He's all dressed up.
He is representing the Lone Star State right here.
Yes, sir.
And
some camouflage pants from Fort Hood, and shoes from where does? All right, now this is not the wardrobe show. Though I could go on and on.
I think it's kind of fun that way, actually. So you should describe what everybody's wearing. No,
okay,
I'm just kidding.
Susanna is wearing some kind of fancy high-heeled.
They're called sandals. Wedges.
Wedges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that you can.
I wore them just for you.
Anyway, you're looking lovely.
Thank you so much.
And everybody here is looking lovely and sounding good. And you got so you do it because you know them all so well.
I was like, what do I do? It's okay. On backing vocals, I'm so happy to have Chris Nelson. Sorry, there goes my voice. Chris Nelson, there goes the mold. Noel Hampton. And then we have Mr. Ethan Kennedy on guitar and backing vocals. We've got Brad Hauser on bass, Kyle Thompson on drums, and Matt Hubbard on piano and keys over here.
And they will all be together for you at 310, which is a venue just underneath ACL down there at Willie Nelson Boulevard.
Exactly.
And so you'll show up on Saturday night about 8
Friday
o'clock.
That's okay.
Friday night.
You really want to show
this will really emphasize that they will now know. For sure.
Exactly. It's not Saturday. It's Friday night.
8 o'clock. Jonathan Terrell and Dan Dyer is going to be.
Yeah.
Going to be down there, and then you're going to start around 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, exactly. So yeah, it's Mother's Day weekend. I figured I totally booked this unaware of that, but I feel like it's kind of perfect.
Of course.
I'm releasing this on Mother's Day weekend. So bring your mama, or if you are a mama. Have somebody get a sitter because you need a night out, girl. You know it. So, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. We'll see you down there on Friday night.
Friday, May 12th. Yes.
And our engineer has been Jake Perlman. And whoever else has helped out with this event, it sounded great to me. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I so enjoyed it.
Thank you, Tom.
Forward to your next CD and your next visit to us whenever it's going to be.
Absolutely.
Thanks
Thank
so
you
much.
For having
Susanna Schofel. I hope you enjoyed it.